Yeah,
it's time to get up.
Get up.
With Martin Bester.
I love this story. This dad decided he needs to start a sandwich business. And he grew it into something pretty strong. And the story went viral to support his kid and himself. His name is Itumeleng, and he's on the line this morning. Lekumam Yane. Itumeleng, good morning.
Morning, Matt. How are you?
Good in you, man.
I'm good, man.
Listen, proud of your business. Well done. But this came from necessity, right? Your other business was struggling a bit, and you have some responsibilities in your life. Tell me the story. What brought you to this?
Basically, I was unemployed last year, looking for a job, not knowing what to do with my life, basically. Then I had to decide on what business to come up with. I had to think of something that was original, something that has never been done before. I started thinking. So I was like, okay, let me just think of making maybe muffins and scones. Maybe that will get me out there. But that wasn't the best because we all over Joburg, we have those. We have vendors selling those things. Yeah. Then I thought maybe I should go for sandwiches. Yeah. And sandwiches were it because sandwiches were a hit. I uploaded my hustle on Twitter. Everyone followed the thing. The tweet blew up, and that's how Sandwich and Don Don was born.
That's amazing, hey? Something as simple as a sandwich.
As simple as a sandwich. Putting together bread, a few veggies there and there, and meat. That's it.
You had a tough choice starting this business. Either maintenance for your daughter or using it for startup. So that was a bit of a gamble and a bit of a risk, but it paid off. Yeah?
Yes. So basically what happened, I had my last 800 rand, which was meant for like child maintenance for that month.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make a decision, whether do I pay the money I have or do I try and figure out a way to triple it so I can pay for a few more months to come, because I was sure that the following few months I was going to struggle, because there were some months where I couldn't even afford the 800 rand, where I had to make it like 5, sometimes it was 6, you know, it was never consistent, but the agreed amount was 800 rand, but I was struggling with that at first, so I just took a gamble.
I'm proud of you, because that's one thing you never want a dad to do, is to slip up on child maintenance, and it's important for you to pay the full amount every single month.
Every single month.
Now, apparently, I was reading up about how you do this business. It's hard work because you sleep during the day, and then you work up until like 3 o'clock in the morning to make your fresh sandwiches.
So that's what happened. So we sleep out through the afternoon. So from the afternoon, I think between the hours 1 p.m. and 8 p.m., we are asleep, and then we wake up around those times, and then we just start preparing, doing all the preparations for the following day. And then we finish off at around 3 a.m. in the morning, and then after that, we just grab an hour's nap, and 4 o'clock, we up again, then we're in the station by 5.
So what is your big dream? Why don't you get yourself one of those food trucks?
The food trucks. I'm honestly not able to afford it at the moment.
Yeah.
And with what's been happening with the trading licenses and whatnot, my food truck will probably get confiscated too. You know, so right now I'm gonna need a food license, a trading license, as quick as possible, because like if ever I had to get a full truck at this moment, it's not gonna be possible for me to spend at any corner, because like the poison are the in page. Yeah, the poison page are gonna just come and take my whole truck, not just my stock now.
Yeah, I saw that the Metro Police were giving you nonsense.
Yes. So they took our stock, and that was very hurtful to us as a business, since we lost like a lot of income on that day from the station they took the stock from.
Look, I just feel sometimes there's inconsistency from what I can see. It's important that they hold people to the law. I mean, they have to enforce the law. But just sometimes I think to myself, I wonder if they do it, you know, with everybody. They seem to be, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Listen, just a quick one. How much money can you make from selling sandwiches?
Sandwiches. It depends on, like, the kind of drive you have as an individual. Because, like, what I do is that I go around, I discover stations, and then I create employment for youth out there. Basically, what I go out there, like, first I started discovering MTN Rank. MTN Rank, I went there to discover the market. I got a person there to stand in for me. Then I went to Pre-Taxi Rank. You see, so, like, you just have to maximize on the number of spots you have, because each station can sell about 40 to 50 a day.
40 to 50. Oh, there we lost him. Sandwiches. But, you know, bottom line is, I don't know if you saw the story going viral. When a man's got to do what a man's got to do, support his kid. He's got no job. He's making a plan, and oh boy, he's determined.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a frak lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.